It was another nail-biter today for the U.S. team at the Women's World Cup in Germany. If you don't want to know the score just yet, this is your warning. Otherwise, here we go. The U.S. faced France in a semifinal match today. The French women dominated much of the play, but not the scoring. The U.S. won by 3-1 and earned a ticket to the final on Sunday. U.S. soccer fans are celebrating, while French fans can only imagine what might have been. Laurent Dubois teaches French and history at Duke University. He also writes a blog about soccer and politics and, of course, was watching the match. And Laurent, you're Belgian, you're not French, but you've been rooting for the French. So I guess my condolences to you. What happened to the French women's flowing, graceful game that you blogged about at the opening of the tournament?
Well, I think this was a case where the U.S. just outplayed them. I mean, the French did have an advantage in many points, but I'll be honest, I was actually going into this game after the last Brazil match rooting for the U.S., despite my admiration for the French team.
Oh, really? What brought you around?
I just the experience of the U.S. Brazil game, you know, I think like a lot of people was just so intense and so amazing that I just really want this team to go all the way to the final at this point, I think. And I think France demonstrated its power. It's clearly a rising nation in women's soccer, and I think they'll be back. But in a way, I think I'm pretty happy with this outcome.
And Laurent, the French made a classic and some might argue a necessary mistake by running both their offense and defense up to the U.S. goal to try to score an equalizer after the U.S. goal. But that, of course, left their goal less protected.
Right. And I mean, part of the clear thing here is the French defense is the area where they needed the most work, and their goalie, their offense is spectacular and their midfield is spectacular. But listen, I mean, I think most of the credit goes to the U.S. team, who just had a really great tactical plan and pulled through with Morgan and Wambach in brilliant ways. So it's a really exciting game.
Now, as you said, the French team has really been on the rise, but the French media haven't paid that much attention to the national women's team. But then the team made spectacular progress of the tournament, and though they played really well, I'm just wondering, will this defeat now push women's soccer back in the ghetto in France?
Well, let's hope not. I mean, I think it can't really be considered a defeat since they've made history. They've gone further than any team before. And what really needs to happen is for people to say that if they want to go further, they need to commit more to women's sports. I mean, women's soccer gets a lot less support from the federations, even in the U.S., but in France as well. It's been on the rise. But there's no secret. You've got to support that kind of sport, the development of players, the professional leagues, if you want results on the international stage. So hopefully that will be the lesson.
Laurent, you write this blog, Soccer Politics, and we are in the middle of, I guess, another Freedom Fries moment with the Dominique Strauss-Kahn arrest in New York angering many, many French. Regardless of the outcome of this match, was there going into it a political dimension to the French-U.S. match? Is there one now?
I think less so. I mean, the interesting thing about the Women's World Cup is the way in which, I mean, a lot of the Women's World Cup becomes about women's sports and the need for more support for women's sports. Obviously, you know, so I don't think the rivalry took on the kind of political dimensions it might have otherwise. And I think there's a great way in which this cup is also about just celebrating the different teams. Obviously, there's got to be an undercurrent there between the two. And I mean, if I was in France, I'm sure we would have heard more. And there's obviously, I know from following friends there, there's all kinds of issues about the racial undercurrent of commentary about the French team and sexism and discussion of the French team and all those issues that need to be discussed were there, but it was almost more of an internal discussion.
Onward to Sunday, Laurent Dubois, author of the blog Soccer Politics and professor at Duke University. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And that game on Sunday will pit the U.S. against Japan, the Japanese women defeating Sweden today also by a score of 3-1.